Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great weekend as we thaw out from the big chill of 2025. Got some reports that have just recently come in as to conditions around the state. Going to go over some information while the event is still fresh on everyone's mind of maybe some things you had not thought of that you might put in your memory bank for the next time we have a big chill.
Okay.
Also going to acknowledge our new president, yes, and his inauguration and things that have taken place in these first few days of his administration. And we're going to continue a discussion we had last week of other things as we look ahead for the balance of 2025, plus a whole lot more. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, boy, the information highways are rather slow following this this cold snap. Made calls, and actually, you know, sometimes your best information are those closest to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I happened to go to Facebook on Thursday, was looking around, and saw a post by my son.
No.
Bill Jr., Billy, okay, had been on the water right after the weather broke and had rescued 12 sea turtles.
Oh, okay.
That were cold stunned. And he took them to the Sea Life Center for warming. And that was pretty neat. And I called him because I had talked to Captain Tommy Coons, had talked to a couple of other captains to see if there was anything notable in the way of fish kills. Mm-hmm. And no, hadn't heard anything, no, kind of quiet. And so what we ended up determining from Billy is that, yes, there were small fish, snook, sea trout, sand trout, mangrove snapper, black drum, sheep's head, that he saw in the canal there at Padre Island, out of Corpus Christi there at North Padre Island, and that were floating and unresponsive. He said a sea robin. So the variety was pretty big. It seemed to be smaller fish.
Right.
Normally, those canals are places we look to go find fish during cold weather because it's deeper water. You know, nothing of note from others that have been on the water. I did see a post from Parks and Wildlife and then from David Sykes. And this came from, 10 days ago, the weather that we had.
Right.
And the numbers of fish, sea turtles that were spotted, stunned. And these included 6 from Galveston, 38 from East Matagorda, 49 from Espiritu Santo and San Antonio Bay, 8 from Aransas, 4 from Mustang Island and Aransas Pass, 214 from the Upper Laguna Madre, and 177 from the Lower Laguna Madre, South Padre Island area. All were green turtles, and all but 4 were located alive.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah, so it was good. So
because it hit them early, because when it first started, there were like 200 right off the bat, and then I'm glad you had the total numbers because I never saw those.
I didn't see this post, and evidently this post was actually done back on the 13th of January. I'm looking at Facebook, and just missed it, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we have a new president.
Don't we?
And he's busy.
Very busy.
Absolutely very busy. Unbelievable. And I don't know what it is. My sister sent me a text that supposedly an executive order that he signed reversed something from Lyndon Johnson's administration.
Oh, that's reaching back.
Is it not? Let me see if I can. What do you got, Harold? I'm trying to find this.
Well, something that I didn't have time to do last week that was kind of neat. For the third consecutive year, the Texas Parks, they launched the new year by breaking historical participation numbers at their first day hike events around the state. It was on January 1st. 83 state parks hosted 178 events. 9,484 participants hiked for a combined 18,932 miles. The number of events, participants, and miles are all new records for the third straight year. Texas also outpaced the nation with the most sites, events, and participants.
All right. I did find the information.
Yeah.
Trump revoked EO, that's Executive Order 11246, signed by President Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1965, which established government affirmative action. I like this merit system that we're returning to after having been gone for so long.
Yeah.
And I think the country likes it. And what's amazing is as he's signing executive orders, he has the press pool. It looks bigger than just the press pool.
Right.
And they're firing questions, and he's just carrying on the conversation.
Right.
Transparency personified.
Absolutely.
You know?
Doesn't have some dummy on the microphone instead of him refusing to answer questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting, because he placed all the federal diversity, equity, inclusion employees on paid leave on Wednesday, directing federal agencies to also remove all websites and social media accounts related to that. Calls for an examination of their programs for alleged discriminatory practices. How about that one? Would that be reverse discrimination? I've heard that term somewhere before.
Where? Reverse discrimination.
Boy, yeah.
I don't know. Here in the Lone Star State, we've got 2 new members, if I can find the right page, yes, that are being inducted into the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Ann Thomason Wilson of Jasper, and bass angler extraordinaire Rick Klung of Ava, Missouri. Just absolutely amazing. The Freshwater Fishery Hall of Fame has been around, and these are entries 39 and 40, which is pretty interesting. And they will be recognized later in the year. What else you got?
Well, what's going on this week's wrapping up, actually, now, the 47th SHOT Show, kicked off with the Venetian Expo and Caesars Forum, providing greatly anticipated looks at exciting new products. The 25th, or 2025, should I say, SHOT Show marks the fourth year of its expansion into Caesars Forum, because it wore me out last year, and I had a conflict. I couldn't make it this year. But anyway, adding to the exhibit space, this year the show floor featured more than 2,800 exhibiting companies, occupying more than 830,000 net square feet of booth space. Owned and sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the SHOT Show is the largest trade show of its kind in the world. And we'll be having reports, I know, from your high-paid research department later on about how the show went.
Don't tell them they're high paid. National Shooting Sports Foundation has offered a preview of what we can anticipate from the new Trump administration. It brings to hunting, guns, and conservation. NSSF's Mark Olivia spoke in depth to Hunting Wire about the 2025 and looks beyond for hunters and Second Amendment advocates as President Joe Biden's term marred by severe gun control executive orders, finally came to an end, and President Donald Trump has vowed to respect the Second Amendment, return the White House for the second term. We can expect significant changes in how the Trump administration will work with the firearm industry versus what we've experienced over the past 4 years with the Biden-Harris administration. There are still some challenges for sure, especially by special interest groups working to attack hunting at the state level. And for those of you all that make comments and go, why are you talking about that when the show's name is Texas Outdoor News and we live in the Lone Star State?
Yes.
It's because none of us are immune. And what happens elsewhere slowly migrates into our backyard.
Trickle down. Well, along with that,
as we're
looking to the future, U.S. Representative Richard Hudson, Republican of North Carolina, has reintroduced the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. He's a longstanding champion of this legislation, along with more than 120 of his colleagues, who sponsored this bipartisan bill to provide nationwide reciprocity for concealed carry license holders and residents of constitutional carry states, like Texas is. This ensures that an individual has a right to self-defense regardless of whether they are at home or traveling. Given the newly elected pro-gun majority in Congress and President Trump's commitment to sign this legislation into law, gun owners must act now. So get a hold of your member of Congress. Urge them to co-sponsor the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. That is H.R. 38.
Okay, House resolution. So that's in the House because John Cornyn of Senator John Cornyn of Texas has previously filed in the Senate a similar type bill.
Correct.
All right, we got a lot more to cover, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Outdoor Report, Best Bets, find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus a lot more.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms in Houston. They have been serving the needs of shooters, hunters, and collectors since 1975. They offer every kind of new and used modern and antique gun imaginable. Under one roof, they showcase over 1 acre of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. They stock over 15,000 guns, plus edged weapons and collectibles. Also, you can shop their vast website at collectorsfirearms.com. It's like visiting the best gun show ever without the crowd and all the walking. Got something to sell? Whether it's grandpa's old shotgun that's been in the closet for 50 years or an entire collection, Collectors Firearms is ready to make you an offer. Check out the website at collectorsfirearms.com. Visit the amazing store in Houston at 7626 West Timer at Voss. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms. And tell them you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. That is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as his name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That is B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
You can check out their lineup at Wilford Enterprises' two locations, one in Koontz, one in Buna. West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo. Also, Moisway Shooting Sports in Kingsbury and Gibson's in Kerrville. Great, great products.
Absolutely. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are all rated as good days. Friday is our best day of the week. Next Saturday and Sunday, we begin the month of February with two good days. This weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from either side of sunrise, continuing to forage until either side of the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Wednesday, January the 29th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday has a double tide schedule of two highs and two lows. Tuesday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Wednesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule each day.
All right, on the coast, this report is brought to you by the 50th Annual Houston Fishing Show. Going fishing? Don't. Not until you've been to the 50th Annual Houston Fishing Show, February 12th through 16th. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, and the newest lures. Electronics and fishing accessories, manufacturers from all the world with factory reps there to answer your question. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high performance bass boats, fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. Special kids clinics sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited. Pure Fishing and Texas Coastal Brigade on Saturday and Sunday with fishing tackle for each youngster. Don't miss the 50th Annual Houston Fishing Show, Wednesday, February 12th through Sunday, February 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center, Hall A, that's nearest Minute Maid Park in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com.
And only like three blocks from China Garden.
Oh, it is. And that is a gathering place for so many.
Oh, yeah.
So many. On the coast, not going to do much of an individual report, because this is pretty well widespread. It will obviously vary from the upper Texas coast, southwest Louisiana, mid-coast, and lower coast. But we're dealing with water temperatures that reports that I have seen have been down as low as 36 is the coldest that I've seen. Certainly below 40, fish get in trouble. Talking to Tommy Kuntz, and he was saying, and I concur, that we had warm weather in advance, but we actually had another cold snap before this latest round with snow and all.
Right.
Speaking of snow, I saw a television report of snow on Galveston Island, right off the seawall, on the beachfront.
Right.
And it reminded me of a report from 1960 when I saw Bunny Orsak.
Ah, my dear friend.
Channel 13's Kittrick.
Yeah.
For those of you native Houstonians that have been around for a while, she was out there in her high heels and, you know, frolicking in the snow. And that's absolutely amazing. Beaumont, Golden Triangle, Lake Charles on further east, actually saw a blizzard warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that the 1960 one is the first one I remember.
That's the one that I remember.
So that's five, I think. We've had eight. So 60. Because there was one in 49. I was around, but I don't remember that one.
Well,
but,
I remember December 24th, 2004 was memorable. It was in Garwood. And it snowed. And that's my first White Christmas. First and only White Christmas. So we've had snows, but for it to fall then. Back to the fishing report. We told you before, in advance, that fish were going to be maybe feeding and drifting to deeper water. But fish the deeper water near the shallow flats, because as it warms, shallow water warms more quickly, and that's what's going to be taking place. I think by Sunday we're supposed to be upper 60s, maybe bumping 70. And just absolutely crazy. Then we moderate, and we'll get more into the weather in a bit. But these fish are going to move up to the shallow flats to feed. They're going to be hungry.
We're talking about the Gulf of America here.
Well, Gulf of America certainly stays warm for most of the year, much more warmer.
Yes.
And certainly the deep water around jetties and passes.
Right.
Fish will congregate, but they're still going to, like, Bastrop, Christmas, Drum, there at San Luis Pass. They're going to move up out of the deep water and out of the Gulf of America into Cole Pass and feed in those shallow reefs and shorelines. I like that name.
What a time. This is going to be fun. It really is.
Is this, do we not live in North America?
Yes, we do.
Is there not Central America and South America?
Right.
I think it's more appropriately named. So anyway, back to fishing. Slow your retrieve down. Fish are going to be hungry. Corkies, slow suspending baits are going to be great. And, you know, those areas that we just mentioned where fish were seen floating.
Yeah.
In canals and all,
right.
Fish the shorelines out of them. I mean, fish are going to transition out. They're going to want to warm up because they're a cold-blooded animal. And if you're really hardy, you can go to the Gulf of America, out 9 nautical miles, and still be in Texas state waters and fish the reefs for red snapper.
I like it.
What's going on in lakes?
Yeah, let's head to East Texas. Conroe, bass have been good, cranking rocks and shad schools, as well as plastics under shad schools and offshore structures. Once things settle, look for the Arctic blast to have pushed the water into the 40s. Push all the fish deep for this coming week. Catfish are excellent. Eaters are great on baited holes using catfish bubblegum liver, worms, punch bait. Trophy cats are good, drifting natural baits in and around large shad schools. Fork. You can find fish from about 18 feet to as deep as you can go. Some fish are in just 8 to 18 feet down on the timber, even in the 60-plus foot water area. You can also find fish down as deep as 45 to 50 feet on the same timber. Seeing a lot of fish, seeing tons of small fish, you'll pick a bigger fish or two out of the group. Just need to go find another group of fish. Lake of the Pines. Bass have been biting on small profile flat-sided squarebills in craw colors, dark-colored jigs, dark-colored finesse worms on a shaky head. Using slow, small movements have worked the best. Hard cover and relatively deep transitions on creek channel bends and ledges are holding good fish during the day. Nackinich, there are still some bass being marked in deeper water in larger groups. Most are hovering just off the bottom, so a drop shot has been working well. A few have also been boated with a deep-diving crankbait. As always, shad imitations are in vogue, but when the water's off color, a bold color is better. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good in 15 to 20 feet of water using Carolina rigs and deep-diving crankbaits. Bass are in deep schools with fish ranging 2 to 4 pounds. Crappie are excellent with fish 15 to 16 inches roaming in the standing timber. Fayette. Prefrontal bass bite has been good, shallow along the bank with shaky heads. During the front, fish should have moved deeper, but bass should return to shallow water as the weather warms. Palestine, getting ready for the spring crappie spawning season. Typically, this begins around the first week of February near a full moon, but is highly dependent on lake level and water temperature. Lake level's good, water reaching into the shoreline, reed levels, but water is very cold. Winter seems to have begun with at least two more weeks of cold. Crappie are still being found in the normal winter habitat, about 13 to 23 feet deep, with live scope anglers. Texoma, striper fishing's good on flukes in deep water around 60 to 80 feet. Look for bait and fish near them. Swim baits are working on structure and humps in 15 to 35 feet of water, slow rolled across the bottom. Those lures, crappie are in 18 to 25 feet of water near drop-offs and rocky points. Jigs tipped with a minnow using electronics to locate those active fish.
All right, let's head to South Texas out Del Rio way where Amistad Reservoir white bass and stripey.
A new hybrid.
It is. Are good hitting small swim baits off points. Black bass are in 20 to 30 feet of water on soft plastics. Crappie are good under trees in the coves with jigs and minnows. Corpus Christi, it's a catfish bite in deep water. Bass can be caught near the surface, particularly on warm days as things warm up. Crappie are in the trees near the shore. Falcon, trophy catfish are good around marker 7, focusing on corners with submerged timber. Keeper catfish in good 3 to 10 feet of water with shrimp and small cut baits. Brownwood, black bass to 6.41 pounds are excellent on square bill crankbaits in 2 to 4 feet of water on jigs around bait balls in open water. Ivy, largemouth bass to 9 pounds on rage swimmers are umbrella rigs, small shad pattern swim baits and jerk baits to 10 feet suspended over deeper water. Meredith, hey, walleye. If you want some northern type fishing,
yeah, and good,
tasty. And very, oh, tasty, very tasty. Yeah. Go to Lake Meredith. Walleye are great on minnows. Floating worm harnesses and redhead jigs are good. The Stilling Basin, Spring Canyon has lots of trout and channel catfish.
Oh, hey, heading to the hill country. Buckhannon bass are good on rock piles in and around 10 to 12 feet of water, working slowly with jigs or crawl worms. You'll see your line jump or move to the side when they hit it. Brush is also a good place to work, especially thick trees in the area. Flip the thickest stuff you can find and hold on. A red or dark lipless crankbait or rattle trap works pretty good this time of the year as well. Canyon, largemouth bass are good dragging along the grass or near hydrilla in 14 to 20 feet of water with an Alabama rig or underspin with your favorite plastics. Stripers and white bass can be found on deep humps in 35 to 55 feet of water with jigging spoons. LBJ fishing patterns are similar. Just be sure to slow down your approach. Bass are good on rock piles and brush piles on sunny days. Docks always come into play on this lake. Look for deeper docks, but if you don't find any, try the outside edges. There are also some nice grass patches around the lake as well, and lots of bass can be found around some of those. Baits working good are Texas rig plastics like worms and craws and wacky rig stick worms. The shallow to mid crankbait and spinner baits are working as well. Travis, bass are good working cliffs and ledges with jigs and Texas rig plastics such as worms, craw worms, creature baits to get the most bites. Fish are gathering near or at the mouths of creeks and cuts. Work cliffs and ledges slow with jigs and Texas rig plastics such as worms, craw worms, creature baits to get the most bites. A deep crankbait working it slowly will get some big bites as well. Colors, pumpkin, watermelon, based on the plastics and shad are Fire Tiger Red for deep or lipless crankbaits.
All right, on the hunting scene, just a few dates for you to remember as seasons are closing. January 26th is one of those dates where light and dark goose season closes in the east zone, as well as the High Plains Mallard Management season, plus north and south zone regular duck season and dusky duck season, as well as zone A and B of the Sandhill Crane season. February 2nd, light and dark goose season in the west zone closes. Another date to remember, February 23rd, where the Rio Grande turkey fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburne, and Willacy County will close. Same date, quail season statewide closes, as well as Chocolaca season in Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willacy County, and the fall squirrel season in 51 East Texas counties closes. And the North Zone, didn't know we had javelina in the North Zone of Texas, right up around the Red River. There's a pocket of them. Season closes there. Then, the final date to really remember for regulated season, August 31, South Zone javelina season and squirrel season in other open counties.
No picking.
All right, what have you been driving?
This is the Bill Olson Memorial.
Memorial? What happened?
2025 Sierra 2500 four-wheel drive Denali Ultimate from GMC.
I wonder if they're going to change the Denali to McKinley.
I don't know. We're going to find out. Oh, we're going to have a lot of material this year. Anyway, I mean, this thing is a whopper. Thank goodness it's got automatic power side rails on the thing because side steps, because I need a ladder to get in this thing. But it's like driving a big leather living room. I mean, this thing has got the absolute works. Powered by the 6.6-liter Duramax turbo diesel, putting out 470 horsepower, 975 pound-feet of torque, 20,000 pounds of towing. Got an Allison 10-speed automatic transmission on it. A little bit stiffer ride than I like, but the thing is, though, is that as you add stuff to it, the ride gets better. That's the way these things are sprung. And 145 pounds of me doesn't affect very much, but the 3,600 pounds you can put in the bed will affect that ride. All kind of safety, heads-up display, you know, all kind of tech. These power assist steps, again, I got to mention those. Power fold, extended and heated side mirrors, fog lamps, a lot of chrome, spray-on bed liner, cargo area lighting. Thing has got the works. I mean, there's nothing really missing. It's got their maximum trailering package on it. And, of course, obviously four-wheel, two-wheel, four-wheel automatic, four-wheel high, four-wheel low. You can get anywhere you want to go. And when you drive this thing, though, you feel really great because people will definitely get out of your way. And one thing I like, especially the mornings we've had this week, is the heated seats and the heated steering wheel. That just makes it for me. Amazing vehicle. EPA does not have the mileage out on it yet. And I wasn't getting real good because I'm driving only in town and got my foot in it. But, you know, if you can afford the price, you can afford the gas. And this is Bob Vance money, this particular model, $96,830 plus TTNL. The GMC 2025 Sierra 2500 four-wheel drive Denali Ultimate. Get one. Make a statement.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this eclectic Texas Outdoor News version right after this.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Wildlife products still hold to these values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed, sell in bulk, and they deliver as well. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spearag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermax.com. Or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of feed.
Yes.
And hunting.
Okay.
I have not heard any reports on how the Axis herd, black buck herd,
right,
survived, because they were severely impacted in Winter Storm Uri in February of 2021.
Uh-huh.
And as a side note, and this is something that Bob Vance provided to us, is that... you know, we've got names for hurricanes. We've had that forever.
Right.
And it used to just be female names.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they added men's names.
Well,
and the men's hurricanes are never as strong, you know, as a
yeah,
female.
Okay, right. Well,
now we have names for winter storms.
Uh-huh.
And the assumption by many was that it came from the National Weather Service.
But not true.
No. Weather Channel.
Yeah.
They came up with
it. Well, they named this one, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember it either.
Enzo.
Enzo. Enzo, yes.
Thank you. Like Enzo Ferrari?
Yeah.
Enzo.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy. but no report there.
Mm.
Before we continue on the hunting side...
Yeah, you've been moving your Old Farmer's Almanac across this desk since we've been here. What's up?
Well, just thought we'd take a look because, you know, Bob gives me a bad time every time I pull this thing out.
Right.
And this happens to be the 233rd edition.
They're doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in January, we were going to have temperatures 1 degree above in the north and 3 degrees above in the south. And quite honestly, there hadn't been a lot right about the January forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go to February. I look at AccuWeather, and the forecast says we're going to moderate, and once we get toward, you know, next week,
mm-hmm,
we're pretty much looking at moving towards spring-type weather.
I don't
the
agree.
Old Farmer's Almanac says we're going to be 2 degrees below average, and precipitation 1 degree below. Very cold in that 1 to 5 period. February 6th or 11, a few showers, mild, then turning very cold. Sunny and mild for the 12th, 21st, mild 22, 28. A few showers mixed with snow in the north and frigid.
winter is not over in the Houston area until the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is over.
That's pretty much true. Yeah. Pretty much true. Right. Few things before we go to break I want to share with you. You know, any game, any athletic game, you look at game film and to review.
Right.
Do that, folks. Take a look at what worked for you. Fortunately, didn't hear any real problems. They were only scattered on the electrical grid this year. Couldn't say that last year, and certainly not in 2021.
Right.
But just in preparation, if you couldn't find the hose bib covers, take a towel and wrap around it, and then get you one of the freezer, Ziploc, or plastic bags.
Yep.
Wrap around it. You can use a heavy-duty rubber band, or a zip tie.
Right.
You know.
Zip tie, right.
One thing that recycle garbage cans for those of you that live in a subdivision and have backdoor trash service. The recycle can, it's clean. It's great to move firewood and keep it dry,
right,
which is important as opposed to having it in your on your log rack. And put it there at the back door so you don't have to walk out and maybe slip on the ice on the, okay?
Right.
Fill the bathtubs. This is something I've mentioned to several people.
You called me and asked me if I filled my bathtub.
Everybody, we do it about automatically for hurricanes because we know we're going to lose power.
Right.
Okay, but you can lose power in the winter. Still going to have water to flush those commodes.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah,
make sure you got a bucket, too.
Oh, yeah, we have a bucket. Right. And then for those with electric range top as opposed to gas, keep a camp stove to heat water and cook on.
Right.
If you have a wood-burning fireplace, you can cook right there and have an old-fashioned camp out right in your den.
We need s'mores. You can do it all.
Yeah, hey, that's right. And basically, you want to compartmentalize your home. Use a reflective side of the tarp to direct heat from the fireplace to a specific area. I did that in 2021.
Yeah.
Draped it over the back of a couple of ladder back chairs. And also leave the ash in the fireplace because that helps retain the heat.
Yeah, and all you need is those inexpensive space blankets.
Yeah, and keep battery packs charged.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay?
And get all your hybrid lights charged up.
We're running behind. Okay. We need to take a break.
Let's do it.
Stick around as we'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We continue the eclectic version of Texas Outdoor News. We're all over the map this weekend. Bob Vance during the break just mentioned his tip of buying an extra propane.
Oh, yes.
Bottle.
Y'all should always have at least two.
Yeah, yeah. Just to keep things and use, y'all used your grill and out back. Mm-hmm. All right, very good.
Actually, any boiled water for your coffee? A lot of stuff you can do with it. Yep.
Let me do something real quick, and then we're going to find out from the expert of squirrel hunting, Harold Gunn, right after this.
Okay.
All right. Spring turkey season is just around the corner, and if you are going to do some calling, start practicing now. Even if you have called in the past, start practicing to refresh. The spring season in the North Zone, March 29th through May 11th. South Zone, March 15th through April 27th. One turkey counties, April 1 through 30. And in the very limited East Zone, April 22nd through March 14th, there are some youth-only seasons.
Right.
Get the Texas Parks and Wildlife app and find those dates.
Is that when you're going to bring your toys back to the studio and demonstrate for us?
I can do that.
You haven't done that
but
this
I
year.
Want to practice some.
Okay.
You know, I'm not ready for prime time.
Okay. All squirrels, right.
Yeah, squirrels.
Practice. Here's something interesting, too.
All right.
And once you do it once online, that algorithm cuts in and you can't avoid it. But the squirrel skinning tutorials that are out there.
Okay.
Because you can skin it in a minute.
Right.
I mean, you really, really can. And so there's a bunch of stuff that I just ran across the other day on how to skin it, you know, and then how to quarter it up and how to prepare it, how to cook it, all kind of different recipes and stuff. Because chicken fried squirrel is really good.
What you're saying is you're never too old to learn something new.
Absolutely. Well, same thing like with your calls. There's a lot of things you can find online, a lot of tutorials.
Sure, right.
And sometimes they're wrong. I got a new weed whacking machine for the ranch a while back, and I'm looking at it going, okay, a whole new head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, this is strange. And the manual wasn't a manual. I mean, it was nothing. It was, hi there, you got one. Thank you for spending the money. No instructions. Like, how do I feed this thing?
Because right.
They're always a pain. And so I went on YouTube, and I said, I got this Ryobi blah, blah, blah thing. How do you, you know? And there's one guy go, well, you got to take the head off, pull it all the way off, and you got to string this stuff in there and put it all back together again. Went, what? And
let's get back to squirrels.
But I'm just saying, there's another guy who said, no, you put the string in, and you're in business. I'm saying, watch more than one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, when you're looking at those tutorials, because there's a lot of information.
It is the internet, and there's good and bad information.
Correct.
All right. You always talk about getting in amongst them.
Right.
Expand on that.
Well, it means you get out in the woods.
No,
and you
I
sit
know.
Down and oh, okay. First of all, you need woods. Okay, oak trees are really good and interesting too. You got feeders. I've got one feeder where I've got a stand, and it's in a big grove of oak trees. And when that thing goes off deer hunting, those boogers are everywhere. So it doesn't have to be deer season. Just set that feeder off, you know, set up and set the feeder off.
Yeah, because your place is in the other open county region.
Correct. So, you know, you can do that. Or camo up and sit still. Use your little
what's making you gonna
squirrel chatter.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for in the way of sign?
Tails.
How about
well,
acres? You talk about mass that have chewed on
or
pines.
The sheds, right. They're difficult to find, but little tiny horns. And you look for squirrel,
don't
squirrel sheds.
I'm asking a serious question,
okay,
and we're about out of time.
Right, but yes, you're right, absolutely. When you got a good mass crop,
right.
They're going to be there. And
how about calling?
Fun.
Do you do any calls with the chatter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do that
and the Mr. Squirrel is a scream that supposedly mimics a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And squirrels will come out because they think that hawk has gotten one of their youngins.
Correct. No, they're fun. And you know, practice and do it right and use a .22.
Yeah.
You know, there's shotgunners out there. Nah, come on.
You can look for nests as well as areas, you know.
That's right.
Up in the trees.
Very good.
All right. We need to take another break.
Okay.
When we come back, we've still got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was putting man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA. And make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's happening, Harold?
Yeah, February 1st is a big night. The Mahia Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet at the Cowboy Club in Mahia is going to be going on. Information is ducks.org on that one. Rusk County Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Henderson, held at the Rusk County Expo Center. And then the Houston chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Texas Fundraiser and Banquet is going to be the Houston Distributing Company in the Stein Room. Sounds like fun. Go to nwtf.org for info on that. And then February 2nd, Smith County National Wild Turkey Federation Conservation Gala in White House, held at the Boulders at Lake Tyler. Again, nwtf.org. And go to one of those great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And whether it's freezing or cold or windy or hot, hybrid lights, okay, you need those. These flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more produce a charge. Products take a charge. The USB cord or any light source, they hold a charge for 7 years. That's the important fact of this thing. So for our listeners, go online, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com. And at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20 again. 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Appreciate you all putting up with our eclectic and rather scattered update and report, but just so much was going on.
Absolutely.
Had to try to cover it. Next week, we kind of get back into our old rhythm.
Okay.
And TC3.
Oh, boy.
That's R2-D2's bigger brother.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, we'll be here and we'll be talking about what happened at SHOT. Mm-hmm. Some new products, because
yes,
he's been focusing on that.
Right.
Plus, we've got more information later on.
Yep, a lot going on. Do remember, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. The shows are archived there. And, of course, we were brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. Stay safe out there. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.